Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating Thanksgiving Day. Our 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. DylanSchneiderGroup.com. Is that right? Or just DylanSchneider.com?
DylanSchneider.com, Jim.
DylanSchneider.com, folks, is the website. You can find out all the things that Bob's fine organization does and one of the top PR and strategy companies in the world. Also his books, folks. Check out those wherever books are sold. My favorite is A Time for Heroes. There's also one here called 50 Plus, which rings pretty close to me too. It's all about folks who are baby boomers who are on the higher end of the demographic. Bob,
Jim, that book is selling very well because there are an awful lot of people over 50.
Millions, tens of millions.
Well, they want to stay in the workforce. They want to contribute, and a lot of them have the values that are rooted in the future of America. So I'm encouraged about helping.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, speaking of that, isn't that a great thing to be thankful for in America? I'm in the fourth quarter of my career. That's the way I prefer to think about it. But I don't plan to ever get to the 2-minute warning. I mean, I'm gonna go out feet first. I don't plan to retire.
I think that's exactly what all of us should be doing. All of us have knowledge, we have experience, we have history, and we should continue to contribute it, not just in the business workplace, but to our families and friends and neighbors.
Well, and you can even if you're semi-retired, people can. There's no shame. You know, it was a time when people retired, if they went back to work, it was like, what's wrong with them? But now, nobody should be a barnacle on the keel of humanity. You know what I mean? We should all be contributing something.
We, every day, and like you said, let's not get to the 2-minute warning. I love that phrase. It's not going to happen to me either.
Well, I think that's one of the things that's great about it. In America, and this is different from a lot of countries, you can reinvent yourself over and over again in America, can't you? That's
Absolutely.
What you talk about in your book.
Absolutely. And Americans do it on a regular basis. It is not done in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
People in other parts of the world give up. Americans do not give up. And now we have Donald Trump, and he's telling us not to give up. He's telling us to come together. He's telling us to be one country, united under God. That's what he's telling us.
You know, there are plenty of things to be a detractor of Donald Trump's about, and I have been one. I've written articles about taking him to task on his eminent domain behavior. I disagree with him vehemently on trade. I agree with him that we need better negotiators, but I disagree with him on trade. But there are things that I think people need to realize that should make him a good president. Number one, he's made a payroll, Bob.
Yes, he has. That's hard to do.
He knows how to create a job. That's small business owners like that. He knows what it feels like when the government gets in your grill. We like that too, don't we?
As you know, most of the jobs in America are created by small business owners, not by big business.
Yeah.
Trump knows how to stimulate that.
Well, and the other thing, what I like is what some people don't like about him. He thinks big.
Yes, he does.
And America needs big thinking, doesn't it?
Yep, we do. We've had it traditionally through our history. Dwight Eisenhower started the interstate highway system. Jack Kennedy took us to the moon. LBJ created the Great Society. Ronald Reagan, he left a message for those air traffic controllers.
And tear down that wall. How about that for a big idea?
Tear down that wall, that's right. So there we are. I mean, we've got great people, and Trump has the capacity to do that. With the deepest respect to President Obama, and I do respect the White House, he never did any of that.
President Obama, and I don't think anybody could argue with this, even his fans can't argue with the fact that President Obama never appealed to our big ideas.
I think President Obama must be relieved that his time in the office is coming to an end. He doesn't have to deal with the pressures and the challenges of the past, but I think Trump is eager to take these things on.
Do you agree with me that this wasn't a Republican victory, this was a revolution victory?
I think it was a victory for America, Jim. I think that Americans all across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast to the heartland to the North and the South, said to themselves, we're taking the country back, and we're doing that right now.
And I think they had different things in mind, some of them. I think some people felt that way toward the press. Some people felt that way toward Democrats. Some people felt that way towards the Clintons. Some people felt that way towards, you know, pick one. But I mean, there. I don't think it was just because they were in love with Donald Trump.
Oh, no. I think they said, we're getting rid of the corruption. We're going to educate our kids in a different way. We're going to give people a chance to do worship without being criticized.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that. We're going back to the four freedoms. We're going back to what made the country great.
Don't you think he's showing some magnanimity with some of the people he's talking to? And the DeVos lady, you probably know her from Michigan, to heading up education. She's a major charter school supporter.
Absolutely. And Trump is supporting people that opposed him. I mean, this guy's got an open mind, so that's a really good thing.
He shocked some people, including me, when he brought Romney in.
Yeah, he really did. But I really go back to Sessions. I think that Sessions and the Supreme Court picks are going to really shape the country for the next 30, 40, 50
years. That's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. How many do you think he'll be able to pick in the next 4 years?
I think he'll pick at least two, hopefully three.
Yeah.
But again, I think everybody listening to the show needs to be ready for what I consider a series of attacks.
Yeah.
They're going to be attacked. These nominees are going to be attacked. Sessions are going to be attacked.
Yeah, that part's going to be rough. But you know what, folks? That's the crucible that created America.
That's exactly right.
Bob Dylan Schneider and I will be right back, folks. Happy Thanksgiving 2016. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.